Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. Hope you get a ton of value from this episode. I love you. And let's heal, man. Let's get better. Let's use this as an opportunity to ground ourselves and put ourselves in a state of gratitude and just appreciate life and just fucking dominate, fucking crush it. Go after what we want from a place of I'm satisfied and eager for more, right? I love my life. I'm so happy that I'm breathing and I'm alive in this moment. Let's make that the foundation and then crush it. Anyway, here's this episode. Hope you get a ton of value. I love you. Thank you for tuning in. Your attention, fuck, means the fucking world to me. Thank you so much. I gave up 1,000 times. You know, there was a ton of suicidal thoughts. I remember that one of those nights I got off of done playing my set at an open mic. And like, it was terrible. You know? You ever wanted something? You wanted to be something? You wanted to have your, you know, your skill set at a certain level, right? I wanted to be a really good musician, like a really good singer. I wanted to touch people with my voice. And growing up, like, having a shitty voice, right? A terrible voice. And then constantly playing, going up in front of, like, 200 people at a festival, almost shit my pants, horribly scary, right? Then, like, going to more open mic events. There'd be some nights where I would just play all the songs wrong, and my voice would crack, and it would just sound like shit. Or I would go to hit a high note, and I did not hit that high note, right? It was terrible. I got really depressed. Like, sometimes even suicidal, because, you know, back then I didn't accept myself, love myself, so I wasn't really in a good place. So, like, I gave up, you know? There's times I just stopped. Because it's so easy to forget how far you've come in life up to this very moment, listening to this podcast and me recording this podcast. It's really easy to forget all the time. We love to obsess the ego, you know, love to obsess over the time, like the future, what's going to happen in the future, or what happened in the past, and it's often used as a way to, you know, pump negativity into our lives, but we also forget, like, hey, a lot of that time, you know, I know we focus on what's going to happen or what has happened, the bad things, bad shit, but we also put a lot of time into doing some awesome shit. And to improving some skills that we like, you know, that's not just used for the workforce, doing a job we are miserable hating. But we did some stuff that, you know, we actually liked. Like, we put a lot of time into that stuff. Like playing the guitar, or maybe you're a painter. Maybe you do poetry. Maybe, you know, fuck, even a video game. I mean, really. Like, really. Point is, there's a lot of good time that's been invested in our lives, not just the bad stuff, which is, if you think about it, just kind of sprinkled in, almost to give our lives flavor. If it was all good, I think it would be boring as fuck. Like, it'd be cool, for sure, but I think it might get boring, you know? Like, the highs, when we get taken down really low, we don't stay there. Like, I know it's terrifying, because we hear, like, oh, manic, chronic depression. I know that's scary. So, like, when we are in a low state, like, fear of it being there forever is very apparent. Like, we just accept, like, oh my god, this is my reality now. This is it. This is how it's going to be forever. Right? Because it feels so real. Like, that state of being, that, like, the fear or depression or whatever, like, it feels so real. But the lows that we get taken down into give, like, man, it's like ecstasy when you go back to the highs. You're like, holy shit, you're out of the depression now, so you're feeling fucking great. You have all these lessons that you had that you didn't really have context for, didn't really make sense until you got out of the storm that you're in of depression or negativity. Now you're like, oh my god, I realized where I was fucking up now. Oh, I can see it now. You can't see it when you're in it, right? That's kind of how it works. Like, we experience stuff. And it's a lesson. Like, we get some information from that shit. We get knowledge from that. knowledge, right? The whole Telobis thing. Knowledge. We get lessons from the experiences that we are going through. And it's easy to forget that. It's easy to forget all that good time spent, all those good memories. It's easy to obsess on, I'm not where I want to be. Like, does it really matter that, you know, my voice broke and I sounded like shit? Like, does it really matter that I beat myself up and self-attacked and got suicidal at times? Right? Because, like, life is such a great gift. Let me explain the suicidal stuff, because that's really intense. I wanted something so much, and I realize, I understand that life is an amazing gift. So I'm like, fuck, I want to touch people with my voice, but I keep sounding like shit. Like, I want to just be right there touching my people, or touching my people with my voice, right? And making them feel good right now. But what was like, you know, not letting me just enjoy, right? Just enjoy where the fuck I was at. And know that, look, life is long. You know, there's a lot more years to go, at, you know, on average. Every day's a fucking gift and a blessing for sure. But on average, we live kind of long, us human beings, compared to, you know, way back then. So why don't I just accept where I'm at, skill-wise? Let me not really beat myself up or give myself negative emotions, because that doesn't do anything. Like, that just makes me feel like shit and, like, makes me stop singing, right? Like, let me not do that. Let me instead reward myself for going up and improving the skill set, getting that much better. That's amazing. That's fucking awesome. Let me just enjoy, like, where I'm at, because I'm never going to be here again. Like, every time I perform, every time I practice, I'm getting dramatically better. Not dramatically in terms of, I'm a superstar and I want it now, but dramatically in terms of, like, as the years go by, you're going to sound more phenomenal. You know what I mean? It's just going to be like, you're going to just almost, like, wake up to it. You're just going to be somewhere playing or singing or drawing or whatever, and, like, it's just normal for you, right? You still have this ideal in your head of where you should be, and then people are just going to go, holy fuck, that's awesome, or Jesus, that was amazing, wow, man, you're really good, whoa, and you're just going to start getting that. But because it's you, because it's your unique thing, not the person that you're trying to compare it to, number one. Number two, that doesn't matter. Like, that's a cool bonus, but it's the fact that you like doing it that makes you happy. And just by doing that and following that, like, you will touch people with your work, with your art, and be able to monetize it if you so choose. But kind of veering off and away from that, that's more like dealing with negativity. The topic of this podcast is, I gave up like 1,000 times, right? I got my car repoed. You know what it feels like to have your car repoed? To not know what direction you want to go in, everything being a mess, everything being chaos, you having no idea, no context, where the fuck do I go, and where the fuck am I? And you lose your car, and you lose your girl, and you lose your money, and you lose the opportunities, and you lose the friendships, and you lose your fucking sanity, and you lose your emotional state of control. You're a mess. And you feel like shit. And you feel low self-worth. Because you don't accept yourself and love yourself. I was a broken man. A broken, broken man. I had lots of suicidal thoughts. Because I'm like, fuck. How do I get out of this shit? How do I get out of this shit? This is terrible. Fuck this. Right? That was me. I gave up a lot. But the fundamental thing that kept me alive is that I would try again after recovering, right? I'd go back out there, try to make something happen. And it wasn't always perfect. actually. It was never perfect. Almost never perfect. Good 99%. Right? But I'm like, okay. It's kind of like stumbling in a dark room, right? That periodically gets turned off and the light switch gets moved. Right? So I'm like, I'm happy. Things are going well. And then the room fucking turns off. And I'm like, fuck! And I'm wandering around in my life in dark haze. I don't know where, okay, is this, no, fuck, what am I doing? Where am I going? And then I find the light switch and I'm like, whoo! And then I feel good. I know my purpose. Moving in this direction. And then it ends. And I'm just like, fuck! God damn, this sucks! What the fuck is going on? This electricity in this house. Right? And now that I have context for all of that past fucking time, because I'm here now in the future, you know, in a way of speaking about it, all there is really the present moment, but going off that, I know why that was happening, and I would like to share that with you, because I think it might help you have some peace where you're at. So we all, we're the first and last of our kind. Being you listening, there's never going to be another you, and there's never going to be another Dante. We're just like, we were made once. Like, we are rare cards. We're, let's see, what do they call those? We're limited edition, right? One of a kind, worth infinite amount of money. You can't put a price on it. Human, you're human, okay? Amazingness. We're just made from stars. We're, like, created from nothing. It's fucking dope, right? Like, it's sick. It's pretty amazing. So, that being you, you're only going to be one. You have a unique journey. And I know there's a bunch of self-help guys, and even myself included in this category of gurus and coaches and, you know, consultants and all these different things. Everything, everybody, right? They can give you some pointers, they can share helpful information. But ultimately, you have a unique journey. And it's going to be most likely extremely different than all of our stories. Because you're you. And you don't do things like I do. You have different strengths and weaknesses. Okay? You have a superpower that's probably different than mine. That is constantly attracting you, pulling you toward it, but not in a straight line, as we like to assume. It's pulling you through the path of least resistance to get you in touch with your source energy, right? With who you actually are, with your destiny, with your higher self, whatever you like to call it. You know, everyone has different terminology, so I try to throw four or five out whenever I bring that in the conversation, because people go, oh, what do you mean? Wait, spiritual on me, whoa. What is this shit? It's like we pull the fucking the curtain back, and it's like, ah, bitch, I got you. Now we're gonna talk about consciousness. But that's not what's happening. We're cool. Everything's calm. Everything's safe, right? So you have your unique journey. Like, I had to lose my car to have all this fucking shit to happen, which if I was back there now, you know, maybe I'd react differently, right? Because I understand this, and I know that, hey, it doesn't really serve to use negative state of being to try to solve a problem. It's only going to make it exhausting to try to do so, and really inefficient. It works much better with everything in life if we're grateful. We have a good foundation of good energy to operate from, to solve problems and move forward in life. So, you might, like, you're for sure gonna feel like you don't know what the fuck's happening or why you're moving this direction, but just follow your heart, right? And you'll feel it. It's just like, it's pulling you like, I should go do this. I wanna go do this. Listen to that. I know, it might immediately conflict with, you know, fucking tomorrow's plan, right? But check this out. You don't know, like, the ego wants to control. tomorrow. Fuck, it wants to control this moment and every moment in the future and in the past, really. But what if you meet somebody, right? Like, the unknown, that's what life is all about. There's endless possibilities. Okay? What if it's pulling you, because right now in this moment, to go do that thing, whatever that might be, it could be any number of things. You want to do it. There's something in you telling you that, I want to go do that. You're pulled toward it. But, you know, you don't do it because, oh, I have work tomorrow, or this, or that. Right? It's the ego putting a cage. Because what is that really saying? It's saying, oh, I have work tomorrow, I have this tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is my reality. I'm stuck in this. I'm reinforcing that I'm in a prison. This is my bubble. Right? Yes, maybe not do something extreme like, you know, lose your job. Right? Have some income. But at the same time, you know, Russell Brand did a crack, meth, cocaine, heroin, all sorts of drugs. But his autobiography is crazy. But then, that was his path, though, right? Up to that point. And then that also led him to being a fucking celebrity, famous celebrity, right? And now, spiritual speaker. Crazy, right? Who would have known that path would have led there? Who would have known? So, maybe fucking fuck off, you know, tell your job to fuck off. Go tomorrow. Or go right now. Do that thing. I don't know. I can't tell you to do that. But I can kind of bring you in contact with this idea that your unique journey, you know, has its own different surprises and awesome little moments, which are pretty cool. And if you listen to your heart, it's my belief that that's our best guidance system, our best guiding system to get to where we want to go, to get to the promised land. Self-acceptance, self-love, abundance, wealth, doing what we love, passionate. It's a good place. I'm in that place. I'm young, so, you know, there's still some trauma stuff that I have to heal. I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. But I'm trying, and I love what I do. I'm really grateful to be alive. And I want to help the world. I want to help the world heal. I want to help more people be happy and do what they love, because ultimately that makes the world a happier place. That's a good step in the direction of world peace starting there. So, you know, I gave up 1,000 times, but I kept trying. I kept following my heart. And it's led me to where I am now, which is a beautiful place. And I encourage you to come with me, to join me. And I want to make sure that you know it's okay to give up. That's okay. Sometimes it is too hard. But after you recover and get back on your feet, come back in the fight. Keep trying. Keep testing new shit. Life's cool, man. You never know. That next book, that next course, like, that shit could have something that changes your life. You never know. It's right around the fucking corner. That's how life works. Every moment. This infinite expanse of opportunity. Fucking president could call me right now. I don't know. I'm going to say that will never happen. It could. It fucking could. And the more you try, the more you get back on your feet. That percentage of that could gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. Eventually something's going to fucking hit and work and pop. And you're going to be like, damn, that weird fucking guy, Dante, he totally gave me some gangster shit. I love you guys. Namaste. I just spilled coffee on my fucking shirt walking back inside. But that's okay, because I love you. And I sincerely hope you got a lot of value from this episode. I know I've been kind of all over the place. I'm trying to find or allow, let manifest my style for podcasting and what works best. So I'm trying to do a lot of different stuff, to see what pops, see what you guys like and what I like. I want to find a nice, happy medium, a good win-win blend where I like podcasting in this way and you like receiving it in this way. So I feel really good about this one. There's a particular magic to it that has not been or has been in small degrees in the other ones. So I hope you got a lot of value. I love you. Peace, love, and light. Namaste. And I'll see you in the next one. Hey, hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you don't know, I am a trauma coach. I specialize in pinpointing your past traumatic experiences, traumatic pain, traumatic events, pinpointing that, and then healing it so you can accept yourself, love yourself, and take your power back. Live life from a place of just being happy, feeling good all the time, being empowered, be inspired to take action instead of coming from a place of desperation and scarcity. And so many people are in this state. They're disempowered, they're miserable, negative, in toxic relationships. And my utmost joy, my passion in life is getting people from a negative state into a state of empowerment and just crushing it, unlocking that inner legend within so they can dominate and be happy and live their dreams. And that's what I want for you. Every episode, hope you get value, and I hope it empowers you, supercharges you like fucking lightning to go after what you want. Appreciative, grateful to be alive, and just happy. Because when we're in that state, everything we do is 10 times better. We're more effective. We're stronger, faster, smarter. We take everything in as a blessing, as a gift, as an opportunity to better ourselves and win. That's my hope for you. So hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you want to find out and check out some more of my free content, go to takeactionlifestyles.com. Again, takeactionlifestyles.com. Ton of free content there, all my different links to various social media platforms. And there is a link to my free Facebook group where I coach people from this disempowered state. I pinpoint their trauma and I heal it real time in live stream so everyone else can watch while this is happening. We ask them right then and there what's going on. What I pinpoint, literally, guide them to their traumatic experiences and then share them and heal them. It's very powerful, very transformational. And we also do guided meditations to heal this trauma from your subconscious, right? Because one part of that is pinpointing it and then talking about it, right? The act of sharing the traumatic experiences is healing in and of itself, but also the guided meditation, delving into your subconscious and really just soothing it and just letting it go, dissolving it, extremely, extremely powerful. So if you want to be a part of this, if you want to join this group for free, go to takeactionlifestyles.com. You can check out my other free content. And there's a link to the group right then and there. I love you so much. I'm so happy to be on this journey with you. Let's heal, let's get better, let's transform, and let's crush life. Hey guys, one more thing. It would mean the world to me if you sent this episode, if you loved it, if you got value from it, only if you got value from it. It would mean the world if you sent this to just one person. If you just copied the link and just sent it to one person you think might enjoy it, if you think they might get some value as well from it, if you think their lives will be better for listened to it, there we go. It would mean the world to me if you did that. Thank you so much. See you in the next episode.